17th, 1996, Sheila Parker, interviewer. I'm interviewing Londell Mason. Okay, Mr. Mason, where were you born?
In Baltimore.
Baltimore.
Mm-hmm.
What was it like growing up in Baltimore?
Well, I never did like it. I never did like it. I went to school there for about 3 years, and then I came back down to Calvert County and then spent most of my time in the country.
Okay. Why did you come to Calvert? Did you have family here? Or?
Well, my father moved down, and he bought a home down here, and he moved us from Baltimore down here.
How many sisters and brothers did you have?
Four brothers besides myself. No sisters. Had a little sister, she died at young age.
What are some of the things that you did when you were growing up, either in Baltimore or Calvert? At what age did you move to Calvert County?
Oh, I was around 6 or 7.
Okay, did you attend school here in Calvert? Or?
Yes.
Okay, what school did you attend?
Paint school, they call it paint school up here. There. We just got the school just been recently remodeled, you know.
Paint school?
Call it paint school.
Oh,
that was
paint
used to,
school.
Yeah.
Okay.
The old big broken down paint school there. And then I didn't go to high in the sixth grade.
Okay. What was a typical day like at school? What did you do? And who were some of your teachers?
Oh, this lady called Miss Savage. She's from Virginia. She's been back to Virginia after her husband died. And Miss Ollie Gray, she used to live in St. Leonard, but she moved to Atlantic City. And that way she died. She died in Atlantic City. And I didn't have two other many teachers besides those two. Miss Blanche Wilson, she's still living. You've heard of her, haven't you?
Yeah.
I know she's close to 100, if not more.
Okay. Just tell me about some of the things that you did at school.
Well,
activities?
Mostly they played baseball, because I was crazy about baseball. And we'd play dodgeball with the girls, but mostly we played baseball.
Okay. Who was the disciplinarian in your family? Who, if you did something wrong, who usually punished the children, your mom or your dad? Or
both? Well, my dad, because my mom died when I was 4 years old.
Okay. What type of work did your parents do or your dad do?
Well, my daddy was a sheriff cook, and my mama died, like I say, when I was 4 years old.
What did your dad cook? What for? What business?
He worked on a skeleton boat. He was a stowed on the skeleton boat, and he cooked on the train too as a chef. And most he did was cook.
Since your mom died when you were young, who was usually the person that would
most
help out around the house?
My grandmother. Her name was Ella. Ella Mason.
Ella Mason?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did your family attend church when you were young?
Oh, yeah.
What church did you attend?
Brooks Church then.
Brooks Church?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the pastor of Brooks Church?
Oh, it had so many pastors. Reverend Ford and Reverend, of course, Colin was the last one, and I moved from there up to Ella Willis Church. But before that time, we had but several preachers, Reverend Jenkins, and Reverend Ford, and three or four more others. I just can't think at the present time. But they exchanged preachers right often, because they wasn't certified like they ain't deemed to be certified now.
Okay. What type of activities did you do in church, or what positions did you or your sisters and brothers hold in church?
Well, I usher for 13 years at Brooklyn Church. And my brother, he was a secretary, Lawrence. You know Lawrence Irving, Lawrence Mason,
yes.
St. Benedict. Well, he was secretary, and my brother Bill across the road, he was a steward for I don't know how many years, quite many years. And that's but all of that.
Your dad, did your dad?
No, he didn't go to this church out here. He was away at most all the time.
Okay. Tell me, what are the people in the county that you can, as growing up and even now, that you could look around the county and know that those people were there, that as a youngster you could depend on if there, a problem arose? Is there anyone in the county that...
Well...
some of the elders in the county?
Yes, like a lawyer, you mean?
No.
This.
So often we hear folks talk about growing up and I guess second parents to the children.
Mm-hmm.
Mom and dad wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
Other people in the county that you know that you could depend on.
Well, at that time when I came up, there would be, I couldn't say my uncle because he wasn't around too much. Mamie Jackson, she was one, she's dead though. And, or who else? Now, Mamie Jackson. And Maddie Gant, she's my distant relation. And who else? I don't know too many other than Maddie Gant, Mamie Jackson, and I don't know too many others.
Are you married? Do you have children? If so, how many?
Yes, married. I was married 52 years, but my wife passed the last couple years ago, and I had nine heathen children, five boys and four girls.
Okay. Are you and your children still attending Brooks Church?
No.
If not, what church do you attend?
Lutheran up to Elder Wills Church. That's where, let's see, one, two, three children did attend up to Lutheran Church, Elder Wills Church.
Okay.
And if the rest of them don't go to church at all, I'm like, of course, I got one son in Annapolis. He's a counselor of a school, and his wife was a I never can say what I want to say, but this woman, he married this principal. She's a principal. And I got one son, he's an elder up to this church. And let's see, Ricky, he's supposed to be contracting, and Anthony, he lives in Glen Burnie, he's a painter, and my daughter, Diane, she lives in Columbus, Maryland, she's a teacher, and Gloria, she lives across the river there, she carries me on there. What she want to do this, I don't know this. And there's two of them. And Terrell, that's when was in this terrible accident. She don't do much of anything, but wrong thing, you know, as far as I can know. And Bill, she's downstairs. That's my youngest daughter.
Okay. The church that you attend now, what's the name of the church?
Church of God.
Church of God. You active in the Church of God?
No.
Okay.
No.
Let me ask you about the seafood house, Warren Denton Seafood House. I understand you used to work there. For how long did you work for the seafood house?
Oh, off and on. We usually work mostly in winter time, and but 25, 30 years, right?
30 years. How many days a week did you work at Denton Seafood House?
Every day.
Every day?
Uh-huh.
And your hours were?
Oh, didn't have a particular hours. You go in early as you want to. Of course, you had to stop 4 o'clock. But the time that he really wants you to go to work were from 7 till 4.
7 till 4.
But a lot of them were going there earlier, and me, myself, and we worked till they quit just the same.
I understand that you were one of the fastest shuckers for Denton Seafood House. How many buckets did you shuck a day, or oysters did you shuck a day?
Well, I shuck 22 gallons, and he had a, I don't know, wasn't a bit of anything like that. So he said those that shuck the most oysters from from September to December, where before Christmas, the month, week before Christmas, they would give them a prize. So quite natural, I would shuck harder then, and a boy called Oliver White, he was the third runner-up for $50, and Teresa Gross, I think her name was, she was the second runner-up. She got $100, and quite naturally, I chucked more than any of those, and I got the $200. But I worked very hard to do that, but I did it just the same.
Okay. What were some of the tools that you used in shucking oysters, besides a knife? What other things did you use?
Well, just a sharpener, a stone to sharpen a knife on, and of course a stabbing board. That's wooden. We'll put our oysters up on the stabbing board and stab it on a angle, something like this, be more easy. And that's all.
Okay, any particular clothing, apron?
No. It was a rubber apron, but not no particular kind. This apron just keep the mud off you, though, for I see.
Okay, boots?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you do before working at the seafood house?
Well, I worked on the farm down at Briscoe's, Clara Briscoe's. I worked on the farm at Belt's.
What type of work did you do at the farm?
Some of everything, except this plow, get on the tractor and plow for land, disc land, and set things that worked the corn that we had planted, and hay, help get in hay, everything hard on the farm, that's what I have done.
Oh, did you do plant tobacco?
Oh yeah, yes indeed. I reckon that's the reason I've got the arthritis now, going out in the cold dew, cutting tobacco and that kind of mess. I have arthritis for 25 or 30 years. Not real bad like I have now, though, because I've been dealing.
So, how did you come to work at Denton Seafood's house? Who told you about...
Before we worked at Warren Denton, they had another oyster house at Parker's Loft, a man named Jones. He said he was short of shuckers, and we go there. I went down there and learned what I could down there, learn how to shuck. Of course, I couldn't shuck many, and he was very particular. That's the reason I learned like that. I couldn't race and run, try to shuck a whole lot. I had to shuck them whole. He didn't want no horses cut up. And after I found out that I could shuck pretty good, then I went down to Warren Denton.
Okay. Did any of your other family members work at Warren Denton? Or?
Oh, yeah, all of my brothers.
All of your brothers? Your brother's name?
John Mason, George Mason, Lawrence Mason, and myself.
Okay. For shucking oysters, did you stand, sit, or what?
Stand.
Stand?
Yeah.
Okay. What was a typical day when you went in? You know, what was the first thing you did?
Well, we get our buckets and get water in them. We shuck, but I think 1/4 water in it to kind of wash the arse off, and then you put it in there, and we're just get the water in the buckets, and that's it.
Okay. At that time, how much were you paid for a bucket of horses?
20 cents per gallon.
20 cents per gallon?
No, you know, that's awful.
Do you eat horses today, or?
Yes, I still like them.
You do?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What did you like most about shucking at the Orsha house, or what did you dislike about shucking there?
Well, I just like the joy of shucking, is being amongst a gang of people and laughing and talking. And what I didn't like was at times we got the worst horses on our side and the best horses on the other. I didn't like that too hot, but maybe that wasn't his fault all the time, the hot horses run, maybe.
What's the different type of horses?
Well, it's the rock horses, which is round, and it's an oyster they got from Louisiana, a real big oyster like that. And that's when they couldn't get them, so they sent away and got them. But rock oysters and this other type of oyster, that's only two oysters I know about.
Sometimes I hear folks say some are eating oysters and some are not. What's the difference?
They spawn during the summertime. It gets real red looking. And actually, they're not really. If it need every year, I'd stop sucking their, when do this? The 1st of May? No, before that time. But they're still shucking now. No, it must be here, but the middle of May, because they're still shucking in the month. Soon be out for April, May, around but middle of May.
Okay. What other information you can tell me about the Orsha house?
Well, things they have now, we didn't have then. They got a conveyor where they put the horses in the conveyor on the out on the boat wharf, and the conveyor brings them in, and he puts them in another conveyor, and that goes around, and you dump your own horses on your bench. Once the guys had to put them in baskets and give them to you, and then you throw them on your table yourself. But this so much easier in this conveyor, can rotate right around. You dump them in whenever you want to get something, you can dump them out. But then you had to wait till the guy to bring them in a wheelbarrow and all that sort. So it's much easier and better now the shuck arch than it was then. But they don't have near as many shuckers now as they did then.
About how many shepherds did they have at the time you were shepherding?
About 80.
80?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Were they all black, or were there black and white shepherds?
Well, I can only remember this, but one, Bossy Boyne from the Wardville. At that time, that's all I know now, then. But set to these claim shepherds, most of those come from Mexico.
Mexico?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What activities do you like to do now at your leisure time? Is there?
Well, there isn't much I can do on account of my walking. My body and all like that feel okay, but just my leg won't let me do it. I wish I could do it. I wish I could do it, but won't let me do it.